start off with Seth and opening comment, please.
All right. Well, very physical game, and our both of our lines, offensively and defensively, I thought played very well and very physical. Third quarter, we have two 80-yard drives for touchdowns into the wind in the third quarter, and I was hoping that the way things would go, that we would be able to receive the third quarter, and they would have to take the wind in the third quarter, and we'd have it in the fourth. Last week, every point was scored with the wind. That was a little bit different this week, obviously. But those two drives were huge. Big fourth down stop down there inside the 10 by the defense, and great resolve on our guys' part. I was really proud of the effort, and took some real warriors out there today. There were a lot of guys playing banged up, and we kept rotating people in and out, and they kept responding. That was huge.
Can you talk about the running of Jaworski and Steven and that? Maybe because they seem like that, that's just really up to the camp.
Well, they did a great job with the zone read, and Steven did a magnificent job of reading it, and that really was the story. Jay running with the ball, and he made some great runs today, and I think the offensive coaches had a good plan for him. And Steven did a great job of reading it, and he had a good feel for things, what their adjustments were, and he knew where the cutbacks were, and he did a great job of reading the blocks and finding the lanes to cut back and make plays.
Where did you think that their game plan was, let's take away Lane Bisson and make McGee beat us?
Yeah, well, I think, anytime you play a team that runs the zone read like we do, and when you have a pitchback, you can take two out of three away, but if we execute and do what we're supposed to do, hopefully they can't take all three away, and they shouldn't be able to, and we did that today. We executed very well, and on that play, we don't know who's going to carry the ball. It's going to be up to how we read the defense and what the response is. And that was their choice, and Steven did a magnificent job. I don't know how many carries he had, but probably more than he's ever had in his career. 35.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
More than any Aggies ever had.
Really?
94.
I wonder if he's sore.
Just the pounding, is that just kind of a testament to his toughness?
And that is well said, John. I think he just wants to find a way to win, and that was the way to find it today. And he did whatever it took. And he is a tough, hard-nosed competitor, and we love having him on your side.
Does Jaworski realize he's supposed to be the thunder part of the thunder lightning?
Well, he made some big runs today. We caught him in some things where when he got the read, and he does a great job of reading the blocks inside and making the cuts. And today I really saw a nice burst out of him when he saw it. He really hit it a few times.
Chris, can you talk about no turnovers today, or no fumbles, and how big that was?
Well, it's always huge for us. I mean, you've read the stat in our thing about when we win the turnover battle, and I know we got two or three or four today. And the one on the punt that I thought was really a big play early in the game for us that gave us some field position. I believe we responded with a touchdown after that. And then some turnovers there in the second half. And our offense, we have been pretty good at taking care of the football, and we did that again today. And when you can get three or four and not give up any, then you got a good chance to win most games.
With all the attention your running game is going to get today, talk a little bit about the defense keeping them out in the end zone in the second half.
I thought the defense, they gave up some yards in the first half, but hung in there, and then in the second half didn't give them anything. And I thought Coach Darnell made some great calls there down there in the red zone to keep them out at the end, and some of the guys made some really outstanding plays. We tipped that one ball that kept it from being a score, and responded really well on the sprint out pass and kept the quarterback contained, and just executed pretty good. And I think had some good calls, and the guys executed them well and made plays.
Did you change anything about Benninger today? Did that change anything at all for him coach?
Well, Andrew Key played in his place, we probably didn't do quite as many two tight end formations because of that, but And you know, we didn't have Martellus in the passing game, but you know, you always adapt your personnel or your game plan to your personnel. We really weren't sure until Wednesday that, you know, what Marty's status would be.
Coach, what about being perfect in the red zone, unlike the last couple of weeks, 6-for-6 percentage?
Well, 6-for-6 is as good as it gets, no doubt about it. You know, that's what separated us last week. We got down there and we didn't convert, and this week we did convert. And you get so many opportunities, you got to make the best of them, and we did a really good job of that and got points every time, and that puts the pressure back on the other team.
Can you talk more about the third quarter and how this really put your foot on and really drove you in the dirt, momentum-wise, everything-wise? Did y'all sense that on the sideline?
Well, I think any time that you can drive 80 yards twice into the wind like we did, and you finish the quarter 30-14, it's not over with, but that's as good a response as I could have asked for. When I knew we were going to go into the wind in the third quarter, I felt really good, because I felt like if we can survive the third quarter, now we'll have the wind in the fourth quarter. Well, we didn't survive the third quarter. We got after them and really extended the game to the point where now they had to go into the wind in the fourth quarter, and we had the lead, and then we were able to put the time-consuming drives together to finish off the game. But that was a huge statement in the third quarter, there's no doubt.
You talked about the field goal last week, you know, the field goal you missed. This time you get the field goal, take the lead. You talked about the sidelines, the field goal.
Well, I think it gave Matt some confidence, and it was good to get the lead back. We felt like if we could make a statement early with this team, that it would play well for us the remainder of the game after what happened to them last week. And we felt like that us getting off to a good start was real pivotal in this game.
Do you
really
want Steven carrying that off,
and
that's a lot of times for someone to do?
Oh, you know, believe me, when I was calling those plays, I was only worried about making first downs and touchdowns, and that's probably not exactly the way we want it, but when they have something that they can't stop and they weren't stopping, you're gonna make them do it until the nose bleeds. And they did make some adjustments on some other things, but on those things they didn't have answers. And so I'm not going to quit doing what is hurting them just because somebody's running with the ball more times than we want. And, you know, this is an unusual game for that. That doesn't happen week in or week out.
Coach, you talk about just coming into this place, this historic place, this first Aggie win here since 55.
Well, it's I've been here a few times, and it's a hard place to come win, and I've had my tail handed to me several times here by these people, and these are great football fans. This is a proud place. You know, you walk in after the game, and I've walked in after the game several times, and the fans have said, good game, good try. And you kind of, you wonder if they're speaking sarcastically or from their heart. And they did the same thing today, so you know they're speaking from their heart. We were able to win today, and that's a tribute to their kind of people that are here in Nebraska, the fans, and the respect they have for the game, and the fact that if another team does a great job, they recognize that. And I think that's what college football should be all about. And for me, you know, this is an achievement in my career, because I've been here on some tough days. I remember one day I came here with K-State as an assistant coach, and I think the highlight of the day was a 92-yard punt or something like that. So I've had plenty of days when they've had their side, so it's great to finally have one.
Do more for country?
If the third quarter was a statement game for y'all, staying in the Big 12 race, coming up here, winning at Lincoln?
Well, it certainly can kind of be looked at that, Brian. You know, with this, I think the fact that we knew how difficult this road schedule was, and coming up here and getting this W keeps us in a good position. It gets us our sixth win. You know, it gives us a chance to go home and play now, and we'll probably play a top 20 team. I have to think about that a little bit more as far as in a statement game, where there's going to be some more big games ahead of us, certainly.
Is Steven okay? I know he had some help getting off the field.
He got hit one time and kind of like a Texas, and I think threw up a little bit, but I think he's okay.
Anything else for Coach?
You made a change in punt return this week. Can you just talk about that? Did you return
it? Well, you know, Roger's done a good job in practice, and we've developed a lot of confidence with him, and Jordan could not go today from last week. And so Roger was the guy, and of course, he's a special freshman to be the guy that you put back on punt return and to do the job that he did. It's not like he ripped off a couple long games, but he made some real critical, I thought, decisions, the right decision. And executed very well. He was sick before the game and still played and gutted it up and did a good job for us.
All right, thanks, Coach. Appreciate it.